Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckinize, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Any way you want it, the way you need it, any way you want it. She does the left, she does the thing, she does everything. She does the move, she loves the groove, she loves the loving me.
Thank you.
everybody. Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and Knives Radio. Give us a holler, 515-602-9731. This is All Things Trucking and Then Some. Be sure to go check us out at redneckandknives.com. Appreciate everybody joining us. We are here live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call in. Like I said, give us a call, 515-602-9731. Talking about all things trucking and then some, life on the road. We're talking about trucking, rules, regulations, all kind of stuff. So check us out. And, you know, hey, another day, another dollar, another day without a speaker. Does anybody really notice? Nobody really cares. That's the best thing about it. Let's just keep, let them keep fighting and everything just goes along just fine. So, like I said, give us a holler, 515-602-9731. And I appreciate everybody joining us tonight. So, like I said, what happened over here was that Fifteen members of Congress changed their vote back over to the guy that they want speaker, that McCarthy guy. There was like 22 people or 20 people. He had like 201, 202, something like that. 15 people switched. He's still like one short. And so there's the holdouts. There's a congresswoman up in Colorado. What's her name? I forgot. But she's been outspoken. She's a big Trumper and all that. And they even said they got a phone call from Trump saying, hey, you need to go support McCarthy. We need to get this done and all that. And she says, no, I ain't going to do it. You know, I've been elected to drain the swamp, and he's part of the swamp, so I don't want it. So I don't think she's going to budge. And then there's that Matt Gaetz. And Matt Gaetz, he might have to switch it because he seems to be kind of the go-getter kind of guy, deal maker. We saw him. There's videos of him talking to Democrats. But what it is that he thought the Democrats, he was talking to some Democrats asking them if they were going to leave so that McCarthy can get elected. And they were like, ain't no way in hell we're going to do that. Because the spectacle of you not being able to hire a speaker or to elect a speaker is actually good for the Democrats. And a lot of political pundits are saying that it's good for the Democrats that this is going on. And of course, the funniest thing I heard last night, I was listening to Ben Shapiro, and he actually was playing a clip from The View with that Joy Behar, crazy chick on The View. You know, she's the crazy New Yorker, Italian. I don't know what the hell she is. But anyway, she's crazy and stupid. And she really likes it. She really liked it. So Ben Shapiro says anything that woman likes is a bad thing. So if she's liking this, then it's not a good thing. And I'm like, yeah, okay, you got a point. But I like it too. And I'd like to see, you know, the political price. So what's the political price? The political price is that the Democrats are going to use the media to, you know, storm down your throat that Republicans are bad. And everybody's going to say, Republicans are bad. It shouldn't be doing this. Well, it doesn't matter. Okay? I'll just say this. It doesn't matter. The only people that are going to get hurt by this are the people that have some kind of government contract job. If you work for the Department of Defense, your money's taken care of. The money's done. Okay? The only thing that I can see happening is that the government spends way too much money because it can't control itself, and then we run up a debt ceiling, and of course Congress hasn't elected a speaker, so they can't raise the debt limit, which is all good. And you're like, well, what happens if all that happens with the thing? And it's like, no. Okay? And what happens if the military can get paid? The military's going to get paid. They can get paid. Okay? That's not a big deal. All right? There's nothing in Congress that says that they have to hold up the checks. Okay? It's all on automatic pilot. Okay? In fact, what the president could do, especially with the Department of Defense, because the commander-in-chief, and it falls under a different realm of the Constitution and a different realm under all the laws, the president can just spend money and just say, hey, spend money. And, of course, you know, that can't the courts and people can challenge it and all that. But who's going to challenge him paying the troops? The only person that's going to hold up paying the troops is the president. So, you know, Nobody cares. It's like, oh, they can't do that. Oh, they shouldn't do that. Oh, they can't do that. Oh, no. Oh, we can't. We need to be unified. We're not unified. Okay? Just look around. We're not unified. All right? what do you call, the governments are not unified. I mean, look at Jackson, Mississippi. Is that unified government? They have to boil their water. They don't have water. They have to shut down schools because they don't have water. What is that? Whose fault is that? Everybody, the one guy said the reason why they do it is because the Republicans run the state and the Democrats run the city and they can't get along. Okay, who's in charge of the water? Hello? Somebody is in charge of the water. It's not just, you know, by committee, okay? Somebody's in charge of the water. They say that it's needed, like $2 billion is needed, and the mayor announced that they're going to spend $800 million. I mean, and that's, so what are you going to do? Stupid. Stupid, 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 okay? I mean, a couple of people will tell you, people that know about the situation, close to it and all that, they say that the Democrats, what they do is they get all of these, like, you know, projects going on with their one, trying to, you know, give out money to help the homeless or help the needy and help the poor and all that. And they just don't have enough money to do that. So when they do that stuff and it all looks political, it's good. You know, everybody gets a pat on the back. And the next thing you know, when things need to be taken care of, like picking up the trash and delivering the water, making sure the water's running, they don't have money for that. And they decide, oh, it'll be all right. You know, pipes in the ground, that's fine. Just like Flint, Michigan, okay? And everybody's, we'll blame, well, who are we going to blame? Who are we going to blame? Who are we going to blame? And it's like, who's in charge? That's who you got to blame. Quit. You know, if you're a mayor of a city and the, what do you call, the water goes bad like that, you're the blame. Nobody else. Ain't no, come on, you know? Just like truck driving. What do we do about truck driving? What do we know about truck driving? Truck driving, if you get into an accident and you're a truck driver and you get into an accident, you hit somebody, who's at fault, right? The company ain't gonna take responsibility. You know, the manufacturers ain't going to, the shippers, they're not going to take responsibility. It's your fault. So, and the first thing they want to do is assess blame, right? I remember when I was in the office working as a dispatcher there a long time ago, I remember a lot of drivers, they come in, they get fired. Too many accidents, too many preventable accidents. The word preventable. Well, one guy come in there, they said, we're letting you go. You have three accidents within 6 months. And he's like, yeah, but only one of them was my fault, but the two weren't my fault. So I'm like, let's look, you know, so I'm like, you know what? If you say that, then let me look, let me see. And they go in and yeah, it says on there, you know, somebody hit him, right? Somebody hit that trucker. He was one of them. You know, I think he was parked. I can't remember. But anyway, they were both where the somebody hit him. And he, you know, he's like, that's, I, you know, it's not my fault that, it's, you know, I didn't do that. Somebody else did that. So I go to the safety guy and I say, so what's the deal here? So we got it. I mean, it's in the system. We know whose fault the accident was. You know, you go into like the who paid out and who and all that. And the other person's insurance paid. So, you know, how come this accident is on him? And he's like, well, there's a difference between preventable and fault. Now, I think he was like driving down the street or whatever, and he, like they said, he should have slowed down. He should have seen it or something. You know, they said it's preventable. Doesn't matter if it was his fault, it was preventable. So it gets marked as preventable. And they're like, no, sorry, it's preventable. So I said an email. I said, you know, all accidents are preventable. Just don't drive. Just don't go anywhere. Just don't do anything. I mean, that's the whole premise behind the movie iRobot with Will Smith. The super intelligent AI just wanted to lock everybody inside their homes because that way they would stay alive, because the whole primary directive of robotics, the rules of robotics, do not allow humans to come to harm. Well, that's easy. Just lock them up. Then they won't. they won't be harmed. And it's like that's, I mean, that's preventable. That's how you prevent accidents. Just don't go anywhere. I mean, the best way to avoid a backing accident, we always say this in truck driving, the best way to avoid a backing accident, don't back up. I mean, we say that all the time because, you know, we like pull-throughs. You know, we like dropping hooks, all that kind of stuff. We don't want to have to back into a door. We don't have to want to back in between spots and all that because, we, you know, backing is harder to do for some people. The other thing is that you're at a higher risk because you can't see. Your vision is minimal, so you're at higher risk to hit something. And guess what? Nobody wants to back up. Nobody likes backing up. So, yeah. And and if you do hit something while you're backing up, it's automatically your fault. You know, that's the thing. You know, oh, I had a spotter. The spotter told me to go, and it wasn't good. No, you're still, it's your fault. Just like I said, who's to blame? So blame it on the person that is responsible for it. If you run a city, you are responsible for that city. If you run a country, you are responsible for that country. All right? You know, the funniest thing is I don't really get how politicians do what they do because they say it's for the greater good and all that. I just don't get it because they have no idea. They don't know. Nobody knows. You know, we used to study, you know. Somebody said the other day, we used to study. Studies are changing things. You know, we got, and, you know, it's not like, no, that was the other thing that we're talking about. We're talking about, like, experience. And not just, like, because you're an older person and you tried it once and you didn't do it. So now you say, I don't want to do it no more, and you got experience now. If you're, you know, an older driver, a more experienced driver, you've done it. What he was talking about was that over decades and decades or even centuries of how things are done, you know, just like truck driving, okay? Right now, we got a truck driver, we got a truck, and the best way to do it is you got the truck hooked to the kingpin locks, you pull it down the road, you know, you got two wheels, two axles, one axle, all that stuff, and you see different circumstances where things got to get done, but the physics and the technology works because of decades of trial and error, okay? And, you know, until other technologies come available, which they probably won't, the truck will be still made the same with the tires and the wheels and the, you know, the axles, the way it's driven, the way it's hooked up. You know, the trailers aren't going to change the way they're made. It's not going to change. You know, materials get stronger, that's fine. But I'm saying the overall concept of it, okay, you're not going to start putting the wheels in a different spot. You're not going to start trying to make the tractor extra longer so it goes up under the truck trailer further. You're not going to start doing that because you realize it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that well. You know, Swift for the longest time, it started. I mean, when they had cab overs, in the cab overs, what they started trying to do was make the actual back of the truck longer so they can make the trailer longer. And then, so you had a 57, 58 foot, van, and they said, how do we do that? How do we make that stronger? Well, you got to make the back of the truck longer so it goes up under the trailer farther. And then what they found out is just harder to turn, and the streets, it's not made that way. The streets, you can't turn it. You know, you can't maneuver it, and the ride is not that great, all that stuff. I mean, you know, they said, okay, we're not doing that no more, and so they don't do it no more. You know, there was a big investment into trying to get the trailers to become bigger, so they can put more freight. You know, you saw that back in the day with the low pro. You know, nobody does any low pros anymore. It used to be where you could get a pretty much a trailer that was built for 14 foot, and you'd get it down to 13.6 using smaller tires, you know, and all that. And then, of course, you know, we do have the low boy, you know, or drop deck, to where the tires are smaller, and so that it sits lower, and you can haul taller freight. Right. And there's vans that way and all that, but it's not an overall, that's special handling. That's not an overall deal. You know, Swift tried to make it like that's what we do. This is how we haul freight, and nobody cared. It wasn't smart. You know, it wasn't a good investment. Tires got expensive. Anybody that hauls drop decks tell you, you know, those low pro tires, they're expensive. So that kind of thing. It's all about trial and error and how we've done things. And what happens is these days, nobody wants to do it that way anymore. They want to try something different, and it's not working. You know, we're talking about just the way you run a country, the way you raise a family. Okay, they want to do it different. And guess what? That's not how it's done. You know, over centuries of just doing what they knew it was right, and it worked. And then now, these days, people just want to try, you know, we got a study coming out, you know. The one I reflected on really about that popped in my head as soon as we talked about studies and all that. It talked about people using profanity, that, you know, they were smarter or whatever. And I was like, you know, I don't care. I just don't like doing it. You know, like my mother doesn't like it, so I don't like it. You know, and I don't like to do it around my mother, so I don't do it. That kind of thing. And I'm like, you know, it doesn't matter how smart you are, depending on, it doesn't matter how much profanity you use to determine your intelligence. We know it's not good. It's not right. It's not correct. Okay, so that's the right way to do it is to speak softly, not trying to use that harsh language like that, and throw it around like it doesn't mean anything. Okay, it means stuff. I'm getting off on a rant, but anyway, here we go. So let me know what you think. Let's see here. Good deal. So yeah, check us out, redneckandeyes.com. We're here every weekday live, 7 p.m. Eastern time. You can call in at 515-602-9731. One of the great sponsors I like to mention is Trucker Tools at truckertools.com. Those guys are the ones where you can book freight, track freight, even plan your routes and all that for the app. Download the app from your app store. Anywhere on your cell phone where you get your apps, you can download the Trucker Tools app, or you can check them out, truckertools.com. That's where you can get all of their stuff. So check them out, and you can get the link to that website on our website, redneckandeyes.com. And make sure to go check out our YouTube channel. Appreciate everybody doing that. And like I said, give us a call here. Redneck and Eyes Radio live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern time, 515-602-9731. We'll see you in a second.
We'd like to thank one of our supporters, DPF Regeneration. The folks at DPF Regeneration have always looked out for truckers. Today's technology in big trucks has gotten more and more complicated, especially when it comes to those particulate filters. DPF filters need to be serviced, cleaned, and sometimes replaced, and DPF Regeneration handles it all. They have the knowledge, the network, and the inventory to get what truckers need to stay out on the road making money. Give them a holler at 800-634-3010, or check them out at www.webakem.com. Plain and simple. DPF Regeneration.
I got my first real six string, rolled it out for five and done. Played it till my fingers bled. Was the summer of 69.
Everybody, hey, this is Dave with Redneck and Eyes Radio. Give us a call, 515-602-9731. We brought the conversation, just did one. Yeah, we're just checking it out here. We got a lot of things going on. Like I said, give us a call. Check us out, redneckandeyes.com. We're here live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call us up, and we appreciate everybody doing that. So one of the things I was going to look at here, I just kind of Google trucking news and see what else is going on here. And there's an article in Reuters. Now, Reuters is kind of like a political, isn't it? Like a political news or whatever. It's more of main. It's not exactly mainstream, but a lot of times other commentators like Ben Shapiro or even Fox News or CNN, they'll quote somebody from Reuters, that kind of thing. So I was interested in this article here because it says, Microsoft to invest in autonomous trucking startup Gatik, say sources. And this was posted a couple days ago. Yep, January 4th. So, yeah, go check out our YouTube channel, redneckandeyes.com. You'll find a link to that. And our great sponsors, one of the other great sponsors is LTR Transportation, ltrtransportation.com. This article here, it's a Gatik autonomous trucks. Now, the picture has Gatik autonomous delivery truck, and it has a lift gate on it. And I don't know if it's a long truck or a straight truck, but, and the lift gate, it's got reflectors all down the back of it. Maybe they put the lift gate on there so that nobody will rear-end it because it's going to go drive so slow. I don't know. It says AV trucks are parked in a Gatik AI facility in Alliance, Texas, a 20,000 acre business complex boasting some of the country's largest freight operations in Fort Worth, Texas, U.S., May 18th, 2022. That's the picture was taken on May 18th. And it says on January 4th, Microsoft Corporation is in advanced talks to invest in Gatik, a California-based autonomous driving startup, as part of its cloud partnership with the company. Two people familiar with the discussions told Reuters, Microsoft plans to invest over $10 million in a financing round that values Gatik at more than $700 million, the source added. As part of the deal, Gatik will use Microsoft's cloud and edge computing platform, Azure, in developing autonomous delivery technology for trucks. The terms of the deal could still change, added the sources who requested anonymity to discuss private matters. Well, you know what? Why did you even publish this story? If you can't quote somebody and have somebody go on the record as, yes, I said this, I was there, this is who I am. Now it's like, this is kind of just like a handshake deal. Nothing is set, and it's like, kind of like Microsoft's like, you know what? We should think about that. That's all I'm taking from this. This is stupid. Reuters, you're silly. Come on. It says like other big tech companies, Microsoft has recently been putting funds into self-driving technology. A January 2021, Microsoft invested in GM-owned Cruise, which focuses on robo-taxis, in a deal that valued the company at $30 billion. Cruise plans to use Azure to ramp up its autonomous vehicle solutions for commercial uses and competes in Alphabet's Waymo and Amazon's Zoox. Autonomous driving technology are seen as revolutionary to the transportation and logistics industries, but has faced setbacks due to regulatory concerns on safety and less accessible funding in a slowing market. In November, Ford and Volkswagen shut down their self-driving technology unit, Argo AI, saying that creating self-driving robo-taxis would be harder than putting a man on the moon. Gatik, founded in 2017 by industry veterans Gautam Narang and Arjun Narang, focuses on middle mile business to business logistics for the retail industry. So since 2021, it has launched fully driverless commercial delivery services with Walmart and Loblaw companies, in which Gatik offers short-haul deliveries in box trucks in Arkansas and Ontario, Canada. It says it has raised more than $120 million from investors, including Koch Distributive Technologies. That's the Koch Brothers company kind of thing. Innovation Endeavors, Goodyear Ventures, and Ryder Ventures. In the first quarter of this year, Gatik plans to integrate its Class 6 autonomous box trucks into the Pitney Bowes e-commerce logistics network in Dallas, Texas, aiming to boost deliveries and reduce logistic costs. Again, okay, so this is like deliveries. Like, what is it? I mean, it don't make any sense. So what, come on, you got to, and that's the other thing. So, you know, they don't know. Let me go over here. And I'll, it's a, yeah, so a video on YouTube put out a year ago. It's got Gatik and Walmart achieve fully driverless deliveries in a worldwide first. And it says Walmart in Bentonville. So again, who's doing the, I mean, where is it going? And it's, and it, this has been going on since 2019. So, and it's one of these smaller, it's not a really big straight truck. It's a small straight truck. And you can tell they purposely put a light in there so you can see that there's no driver in there. But my question is, where is it going? Like who's... I mean, it's driving. Okay, there's got a video of it driving. Okay, here we go. We still got almost 2 minutes of this video here, and I'm just watching it. And it's a, I guess it's like the home delivery stuff. Oh yeah, here it goes. So it pulls up to the back door, and there's a keypad, and then the guys can load it up. When you see those guys online doing it where they're, you know, I don't know if you ever go into a Walmart and you see the people working there and they've got that big buggy full of blue boxes, and that's what it is. So they take those blue boxes and they just, there's a lift gate on the back of the truck. It pulls up to the side door and it takes it over to the, so it's going like from Walmart to Walmart. So the guy pulls up. It's in a code or whatever, and the doors, the lift gate comes down, and opens the door, and takes it inside. So really, it's just from store to store. Has nothing really to do with home delivery. I mean, and that's one thing we always say about this is that you can do all the videos you want because we know how to edit that stuff and make it look right. And it, we all know that it's probably staged and everything. So, you know, in the real world, is it really going to work that well? You know, one people said that they're not doing it because it's going to be harder than putting a man on the moon. So, you know, if I just don't see that, how somebody can't do it and somebody can do it. So it's like from Walmart to Walmart is what it is. Actually, the Gatik CEO details growth of self-driving commercial vehicles. This was 6 months ago. Gatik and Loblaw make history as first fully driverless development in Canada. Yeah, it's a... Here we go. Okay, so my first comment on this is that I get trying to create autonomous vehicles for the long haul truck driving, because long haul truck drivers are hard to find. Nobody wants to do that no more. I mean, the whole deal is that as soon as you gain experience, you're going to go try to find a job where it gets you home more often, or if you're going to do long haul or anything like that, you're going to do like specialized. So. And the specialized, there's not any kind of threat of any kind of autonomous vehicles for any kind of specialized, like oversized, heavy, all that stuff, because that's still got to have some eyes on it, on the freight. So the whole deal is the autonomous trucks are going to haul box vans, like on a train, like something that will go on a train, and that way they can put them in a truck and just go, and go cross country, or go, you know, from state to state. This guy here, he's doing something that I think, I mean, even, and it's not even like a big truck. It's not a commercial vehicle. It is like a regular box truck, a smaller box truck, smaller than a U-Haul or smaller than a large U-Haul. And it's going from store to store. I tell you what, there's a lot of people that would probably like to have that job. So what's the big deal with, I mean, to me, it's like cost effective. I mean, I just don't understand. I mean, are they having that much trouble finding people? I mean, the reason why you're going autonomous in the big truck industry is because it's hard to find the drivers, right? And, of course, the drivers that they do find, they're not qualified. Either they don't know what they're doing or they had too many accidents. Now, is that the thing? Is that the people that are doing those jobs, are they just not qualified? Is the reason why they're doing this? Or is he just trying to say, yeah, I can do it. I can make them drive themselves. I don't know. So that's what's funny to me, is that this doesn't seem to be like, there's not, I mean, like Amazon delivering to your house and stuff, you know, that people are being hired to do that. And I've been to gas stations where I've seen, you know, and it's almost like it's, you know, maybe in their 20s, maybe not teenagers, but young. And like, you know, one, you know, I think it's, yeah, they, most of those Amazon trucks, they're like those diesel vans, like the Freightliner or Dodge diesel vans, Mercedes vans that are diesel engines. And the one she had to call, because she was trying to get fuel. And luckily, before she stuck the nozzle in, you know, somebody told her, hey, you need to be over here at this pump because that's diesel. And she was like, oh, yeah, you know, and all that. And then when she pulled around, She was turned around the wrong way. You put the diesel in on the other side instead of, you know, so she had turned the vehicle around. So it's like, yeah, okay, she don't know that. But, I mean, as long as she's not costing anybody any money, you know, she seems to be wanting to do a good job. And she's learning. You know, hey, people learn, you know. I mean, that kind of thing. Maybe there's more people that don't know what the hell they're doing. I don't know. I mean, sometimes I always fathom how – like truck drivers, how the hell would you put the nozzle in the gas, in the fuel tank, you know, on the truck and then drive off? You know, but it happens. So maybe, you know, I mean, I guess people are stupid. That's why they want to put in autonomous trucks, because people are stupid. I guess that's the way it is. I don't believe that for a second. So what he just said there was that it's overall cost in the long run, which means we always think cost by mile. So he's saying, well, overall, in the long term, cost by mile will go down. But then he says, we're increasing capacity. I said, yeah, increasing capacity costs more. So it's still rates per mile. You can't have five trucks and only pay for one truck. So you're still spending five trucks per mile. So, again, he's selling it, which means give me all my money now, and then you'll see the benefit 5-10 years down the future. That's what he's trying to say. But we know that don't work with technology. Technology costs money, you know. You know what's so funny? I'm done with this guy. We don't need this. So I was watching, what do you call, Yellowstone, 1923. You guys ain't seen that yet. It's only got 3 episodes, and it's awesome. Maybe 4. I can't remember. But anyway, it's awesome. It's like better. It could be better than 1883. But the reason why, because it's I guess we relate more to it because it's more in advanced in time. You know, you got some technologies. You know, electricity is around now. What do you call what they have is automobiles are in town. And, they think it's funny that people are just riding around. And then the other thing was is that the ladies are in town there. And, of course, they live out on the ranch, and they do all the work. And while the men are gone, they're out taking care of the barn and all that stuff. And the funny thing is that they go into town, and they see all the new technology. And it's like there's a washing machine. And, Helen Mirren plays Kara Dutton. You know, she's older, you know, and she's like, wow, that's amazing. You know, just imagine that you just throw the thing in throw the clothes inside the bowl there, and it just turns it itself. You know, and this is an old timey washer where it washes, but it doesn't dry. So it's got the ringer on the top. You know, the little pin roller ringers that you got to squeeze everything through and all that. And they think it's amazing. And then the woman points at the box and says, "Well, what does that wash?" And he's like, "That's an ice box." And he talked about how the top part is refrigerant, which keeps the things frozen, and then everything keeps it at 38 degrees and all that and everything. And then so then the guys are asking, well, how much does it cost? He goes, you sell these. He goes, no, we rent them. And what he's saying is that we'll, for a fee, we'll run the electricity out to your house. And then you rent these things, and then what he's saying is that you're renting them, you're paying for the electricity. You don't own the machine that uses electricity. You pay them to run the electricity out to the barn or out to the farm or whatever, and then they install these devices, and then those devices you pay rent, which is basically you're paying for the electricity, right? And he's like, so wait a minute, we pay you to provide me with these things, and then we pay you for us to use these things? And he's like, well, yeah. And he's like, well, that means we're just paying you to do work that we've always been doing. And he's like, yeah, but it's way more easier and faster, and you get to be more leisurely and all that. And then, you know, you got more time to yourself, more time to do what you want to do. What was his name? I think his name is Jack. He's the older guy. He's the dad, right? And he's like, well, then it comes down to it is that we end up having to work more to pay you instead of paying ourselves. So why would I do that? Why would I, you know, have to work harder to pay you? And basically, you know what? He's right, man. Why aren't we paying people? You know, we have to go to work so we can have cable. We have to go to work so we can have electricity, you know, and we use it like it ain't nothing. And we're constantly having to pay them, you know. I mean, come to down to it is that if you lived out in the middle of nowhere somewhere and you built a house, you know, and you paid the money or whatever, you know, I guess you still have to have some kind of money to do something. Like, you know, you need wood, so either chop down a tree, pretty soon you ain't gonna have more trees, you know, or you got to buy the wood, you know, that kind of thing. So it's six more half dozen the other. But again, what's more expensive, you know? And we see it, right? But anyway, it's crazy to me that it's so simple. You know, why do I pay you to do things that I could just do myself? And that's, you know, so you see that, you know, that's how we do it. But anyway, that's about it for the day. I'm going to have to get off to work. And it's Friday, last day at work. We only did 4 days this week. I feel like I worked 6 days, 7 days, but we only did four. And then I guess it's back to a regular schedule next week. And it'll be just, you know, same old, different year. Hopefully Congress doesn't elect a speaker and everything will be nice and smooth. Nobody will know a difference. The only thing difference is when you turn on the news, it'll tell you how terrible it is that there's no speaker. And it doesn't really matter. Okay, nothing matters. But I will say, I mean, I do agree with Ben Shapiro on how he says it, that the media puts the no speaker front and center, right? And that's all you talk. That's all they talk about on the news. What they don't talk about is the stuff that the Democrats are doing bad, which is, you know, the stock market is going down. The economy is slowing. Okay. Amazon's getting ready to lay off like 18,000 workers, that kind of thing. Nobody's talking about that. You know, there's a lot of stuff that he mentioned. I mean, he laid it on down the line, and it was really good. It's that kind of thing. Talking like how there's a father in Dallas who can't prevent his son from getting transition surgery by his mother living in California. She was supposed to not, like the judge said, she couldn't move to California, and she did anyway. And then the California court said she's okay, she can stay here. So she's protected now. And then he can't say anything. He can't object. You know, he has twin boys. She's convinced one of them that he's a girl. And he's like, why are you a girl? Because mommy told me. There you go. And so now, and he can't do anything. If he, and the schools, they don't care. They're in on it, you know. So if you're, you know, that's what they're not talking about. You know, and you would be appalled by that kind of stuff. But you're not, because you're not told about it, because the no speaker is front and center. And I understand that. But, you know, that's, again, just like with Gaddick trying to replace drivers in delivering locally, which I think people would want to do. You know, people are stupid. That's the lesson of the day, I guess. But anyway, nah, we're done with that one. There we go. So, check us out, redneckandeyes.com. We'll be back here on Monday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Give us a holler, 515-602-9731. Like I said, every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Check us out, redneckandeyes.com. We got great sponsors over there, too. We got DPF Regeneration at dpfregeneration.com. We got LTR Transportation, Load to Ride Transportation at ltrtransportation.com. And also Trucker Tools. TruckerTools.com. Give them a holler. 515-602-9731 is our phone number here. RedneckAndEyes.com is our website. We've got a YouTube channel. Appreciate everybody doing that. So go check us out for that. And like I said, we'll see you Monday. Y'all stay safe. Stay successful. Keep between the ditches. And we'll see you out there on the road.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and Eyes was founded by truckers to help truckers and others to handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandeyes.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got a Redneck and Eyes.